Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I'm here to build you up. I'm here to build you up. It's a great way to start the day. First of all, how are you? You good? All good?
Rob, I'm great, and I love talking baseball with you, and I appreciate everything you do to promote this sport that we all love. So it's great to talk to you.
Oh, put that on the reel. One of the things, this is sort of a wonky thing, but I think that when we talk about broadcasting and how things are done, one of the things I really appreciate about seeing you work is that you get into the clubhouse, you talk to so many people. Everyone does their own thing, and everyone can have a reason for doing their own thing. I love the way that you do your thing. And I think why I'm saying this is because you take it upon yourself to, like a good reporter, any good reporter would be, which is you go in there, that guy's there, I'm going to strike up a conversation with him, that guy's there, I'm going to strike up a conversation with him. Anyway, I've said this to people, even without you in front of my face right now, like just talking about this dynamic about you. So good job.
Well, I appreciate that. Rob, I think, you know, there are two things. One, I genuinely enjoy talking to people. So I don't care, you know, professional athlete, teacher, lawyer, doctor, random person. I enjoy learning from people and having those conversations. And the other thing is, I still remember, you know, when I was a young Rangers fan growing up in Dallas, I used to love all the little tidbits, right? Mm-hmm. And now with the internet and Wikipedia and all these, you know, websites, it's a lot easier for the fan on the couch to get to know the players. So I think that makes our challenge a little more fun because, you know, some of the basic information items that, again, you could just find on a player's Wikipedia page, that wasn't available when, you know, I was in sixth grade trying to learn about this new player. So now I want to go even deeper. And I think that a part of the fun is to bring these players to life, to humanize them, and to allow the fans to connect with them through our conversations and things that you might not be able to find on the internet, or at least with, you know, just a cursory search. But, you know, 98% of my conversations are just shooting the breeze and talking about the, you know, the Mavs game the night before, or, you know, the fantasy draft that they just, you know, whatever it might be. It's just.
But you never know, man. You never know. That's the thing.
Right.
I've always said this. You know it'll happen if you don't go in the clubhouse. You know it'll happen if you go to the clubhouse and stand in the middle of the room and gossip about media like a lot of people do. Like, but you don't know if you go over and talk about whatever. And you mentioned Wikipedia. It's funny because, you know, as for the podcast, I found myself in the last couple of years going in more visiting clubhouses than ever before, people that I don't know. And I'll see somebody, and I wear out immediately. I'm like, oh, there's a guy sitting over there. I don't really know who he is, but I'm going to Wikipedia him real quick and find one interesting thing to talk about. I talked about
for all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Burkert. Remember, he had just been traded to Kansas City from the Padres. And I'm like, oh, he grew up in Canton, Ohio. That was a forced one. What's it like? How do you get discounts to the Football Hall of Fame? But again,
but, yeah, like, but it leads to something. And now the next time, and what I always tell, you know, if there are any young broadcasters who are listening, you know, the curiosity, constantly digging, not in an annoying way, but that's when you get the good stuff. But the 98% of the conversations that aren't with some sort of like professional intent allow you then with that 2% of the time when you really, hey, can you walk me through this, or can you explain this? Or especially if it's a guy going through a tough time, you have that relationship. They're more willing to talk to you or be candid with you than if you're just some guy who all of a sudden shows up and they don't have any pre-existing rapport or relationship with you. So, but you know, I don't want to make it seem so transactional. I just, at the end of the day, we're, you know, as a broadcaster, we're around these guys for 8 months, essentially with them on planes and hotels. I mean, this, you know, you hear the cliche about you see these guys and gals on staff more than your family, but it's true. And so may as well get to know them and, you know, develop relationships. Otherwise it takes a lot of the fun away, for me at least.
Yeah. By the way, like, you real quick about that COVID year, one of the things that it made, it sucked, like, no question. Like, I don't know if you know that year sucked, but it was for baseball, for covering baseball. That was the ultimate reminder of why cover all the things that we're talking about, because it took away the ability to do exactly what we're talking about just going up to guys. And, you know, as a broadcaster, you know, this, you have one game, you have about 20 things that you could probably go up and ask them. For the COVID year, you had to basically go up and schedule a Zoom call for 2 weeks down the road, right? But that was almost like the a reminder that we didn't know was coming, that, hey, this is what's great about it. And I don't think it's like that in any other sport. Honestly, I don't think it is. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, the dynamic of, you know, we have to get to the field at a certain time because that's when the manager is going to talk, or that's when the clubhouse.
Yeah, long days.
And you get all this time. So no, I think you're totally right. And you know, with the pitch clock, you don't get as much time to tell stories the way that maybe you used to. And I think the pitch clock is 110% a great thing. But I still think a part of the beauty of baseball, but really any sport, is just the ability to tell stories and the ability, again, to connect the fans with the players and with the team. So it feels like they're along for the ride.
Well, before we get into the big news, I don't know if you know this big news. Thank you, Rangers and Mets. I do want to ask you this about the dynamic with the Rangers since the World Series, because, you know, going through being up in Toronto and going through that stuff, and then the year before, obviously it was the MLB's dream of the New York versus Los Angeles, and then you have this dynamic where the Dodgers are back in it, and the Blue Jays like having won, great fan base and everything else. But I am fascinated by teams and they're prioritizing winning World Series. And I love this about Chris Young. Like, I think Chris Young gets it. I truly do. He understands the value of winning a World Series, what that does to a fan base, what that does to an organization, whatever. So from your perspective, what has that been like? I know that's a big, broad question, but I feel like people almost, that's the World Series a lot of people forget on the outside. You know, this is especially after you have these big market last couple of years. What's it been like? What has been the impact of the Rangers winning the World Series?
Well, it's totally killed the gray cloud that hung over the organization having never won one, especially after, you know, getting there in 2010. No one really thinks of 2010 with a lot of negativity, because that was, you know, the first time the Rangers had gone to the World Series, and, you know, whether they were favorites or not, you know, it was kind of a happy to be there type of feeling. And, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you think, oh, well, we'll be back. And, you know, at this great core. And the reality is that kind of did play out. I mean, they were back the next year, but 2011 is still something that even with 2023, 2011, losing to the Cardinals, one strike away twice, still pains people. But you at least now have a World Series. And the reality too, Rob, is that, you know, DFW is a four sports market, right? You got NBA, you got NHL, you got NFL, and you got Major League Baseball. But among the four sport markets, maybe other than Minneapolis, St. Paul, DFW just has not experienced a lot of winning. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about the Boston, New England area, New York, LA, San Francisco, you include Golden State, the Warriors. You know, the DFW's experienced a Star Stanley Cup in 1999. They've experienced a Mavs NBA championship in 2011. They've experienced that run of the Cowboys, but the Cowboys haven't been to a conference championship game in 30 years. And then there were the Rangers, who hadn't won. So I think it meant a lot. And then I just think, too, you know, I'll never forget, Rob, and this is maybe getting a little too inside baseball, but there's so many people that, you know, playoff shares get distributed to players, coaches, mm-hmm. people with support staff who, you know, they contribute to the on-field product, not front office, not baseball ops, but trainers, strength coaches, et cetera, clubhouse attendants. And when you win the World Series, that playoff share is pretty, you know, pretty big figure. I think,
yeah, life-changing. Life-changing.
Right. That's what I think about. I think, and I never seen that up close. It's not that people were on the field in Arizona jumping up and down saying playoff share. They were, you know, genuinely excited about the World Series. But then talking to some of these people, trainers, again, support staff, like, yeah, this it was a life-changing thing for them. And then for coaches, you know, the ability to be a part of a World Series winning staff is also maybe career-changing for, you know, whatever your future prospects might be. So it was just really cool. And then as someone who grew up a diehard Rangers fan, getting to see that up close and personal is something I'll never forget.
So you mentioned 2011. So for the Blue Jays people, you're let them know like how to deal. Let them know when it goes away.
Yeah, that's, you know, I guess for the older Blue Jays fan who has experienced a World Series, I don't even want to say it softens it, because like 2011 still stings for a lot of Rangers fans. And I saw a screenshot of like how close Isaiah Kinderfelupo was.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw it was a couple days ago. Yeah.
And like I allowed myself for a brief second to think which is worse, being one strike away twice or that. And I didn't even like then and proceed to answer. I just was like, no, I hate it for Blue Jays fans. I don't know, Rob. I wish I had an answer. Everyone fans differently, right? Some people are super cynical. Some people are blindly positive. Some people, you know, throw stuff and they really ride that emotional wave, and other people create distance so that they don't ride that. And there's no wrong way For the people who create that distance, you know, they probably be like, see, this is why. You know, I'm an
don't
emotional
be that guy.
Fan.
Don't be that guy. Right?
No. But like, I'm an emotional fan because I enjoy the highs and lows. I think that's a part. I think riding that roller coaster is fun. And so I wish I had advice for Blue Jays fans who are still real. Because I don't think I handled it well for several months after 2011.
Well, I mean, it's tough. I drove away from Toronto, and it was sort of the next morning. I got like an hour of sleep. I you know how that is. Like, it's when you're in the playoffs, you're just pedal to the metal. And I didn't even know it was daylight savings time. I didn't even know that I had an extra hour till like the next night. But like, you're just going, you're going, you're going. But then it hit me. Yeah. I felt like so bad for these people. So anyway, we're turning the page. And one of the things is like this, much like the Rangers turn the page 12 years later and won the World Series, what a segue this is. And then a couple of years later, now they make this big trade for Brandon Nimmo, for Marcus Semien, for Marcus Semien. And I'll come back to it, is that I just like the way Chris Young goes about business. Now, like, there's probably a million things I don't know, but the stories that I hear, what he does at the trade deadline, I like the way he goes about business. And I talk to him at the GM meetings. He just reinforced that by him saying, like, listen, I'm a player. I got the emotions of a player. I get it. But so they make this trade for Brandon Nimmo. How do you feel when you heard about it? What was your guttural reaction to it?
Yeah, so trades in general are so tough to forecast, right? And I think at the end of last season, there was a thought that maybe the Rangers would try and move Marcus Semien. Unfortunately, his offense has declined, and the Rangers were pretty clear that they were going to shed some payroll. To what degree, we don't know. But, you know, it makes sense that maybe the Rangers and the other thing, too, is offensively, the Rangers have underachieved the last 2 years. And so you gotta shuffle the deck, right?
Mm. Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
Mm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
And sometimes you got to make tough decisions, and you got to, try and execute some challenging moves to do that when you've got veterans who are there and long-term or big contracts, in the case of Marcus, kind of both, right? So, but then you see the numbers and you're like, well, how are you going to be able to move that? You know, what is it going to take? Are you going to have to just try and trade the player and not get much in return? Are you going to have to slap a prospect in that deal to convince a team to take more of the money? Who knows? Little do you realize that there are other teams in that same spot. Maybe they've got a guy who is getting paid a decent amount of money, who for whatever reason, they feel like it makes sense to move. And I guess that's what the Rangers found in the Mets with Brandon Nimmo. Make no mistake about it. I think it's important to underscore that when the Rangers signed Marcus Semien, they did so with the idea of trying to change the culture and to win. And they did. In 2023, they won the World Series, and Marcus was a huge part of that. But they want to keep winning. And to your point about Chris Young, he's very aggressive. And the idea of a rebuild, I don't think, is very appealing to him, especially when you've got as many veterans on this team as the Rangers have. It might not make sense to even really consider that path right now. But this to me is, and I don't mean this with any disregard to Marcus or his contributions, but given what the Rangers' needs are, this to me seems like a big win for the Rangers. It could also be a big win for the Mets, right? That's not to say the Mets didn't do well. But I think Brandon Nimmo checks some boxes for what the Rangers are trying to accomplish in improving their lineup.
So let's start with what the Mets are getting. We had Julie McWilliams on, and he covered Marcus back in the A's, and he can't speak more highly of him in terms of the clubhouse presence, the leadership, quiet leadership, whatever you want to, doing things the right way. Tell me about that, because I think Mets that's one of the things Mets fans and followers are tying themselves in the knots these days. How do you get this talented group to function the best way possible? Because you hear about divides and personalities and everything else. How does Marcus Semien fit into a clubhouse?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, I'll say this. There, you know, with the Athletics teams he was on and then that Blue Jays team, those young players and some of those guys we now know as veterans, you know, were young at the time. To have a guy like Marcus Semien to just observe how he has a routine and commits to the routine, not 29 days out of the month, but every single day of them. I mean, you know, like there's no letting up. The work ethic, the discipline is unrivaled. And I think that for a young team or young players on a team, seeing that is, for lack of a better word, inspiring, right? Or you know, it sets the tone. It sets an example. Now, on a team with a lot of veterans, which is what the Rangers had and still have, you know, that a lot of those guys already have their routines. They already, you know, they go about things a certain way. And Marcus was asked to shoulder a lot of the leadership load, especially after the 2023 season when the Rangers didn't have guys like Travis Jankowski and Brad Miller and Mitch Garver and Austin Hedges, who, while not star players, helped a lot in that regard from a position player standpoint. And so he goes to the Mets and you've got Francisco Lindor, who's already kind of that guy. And I think that Marcus will fit in really well because he can be a lieutenant. He can be the lead by example guy and doesn't have to feel. I think Marcus probably at times felt like, hey, I'm just trying to get things right for myself offensively, you know, and the responsibility of being the foremost leader and maybe having to eat a little bit more of the pie than what's typical. Cause you know, this, we like to identify guys as the leader, the captain. This you got a 26 guy clubhouse and really more than that, you need more than one, right? You need more than one position player. You need more than one pitcher. I think Marcus was, you know, kind of in a position where he felt like he had to do a lot of that. And I think going to the Mets with some established veteran leaders, or at least one for sure that I know, you know, with Francisco Lindor, I think that will be a really good fit for Marcus.
I totally agree. And I could talk another hour about the stupidity of putting a C on a chest when it comes to a baseball team, you know, trying to like, and I get it. There's alphas, you know, there's outliers, there's the Judges, there's the Ortizes, there's those guys, but you put it very, very well. Like you need a lot of leaders anyway. So the Rangers get Nimmo. How, and obviously they needed offense, and this is with an eye on that. What else do they need? How close are they? Was there just sort of this past year a little bit of an aberration where things just didn't break right? Like, how do you feel this team right now?
Well, I'll tell you just quickly on Nimmo, Rob. I think what what the Rangers have seen the last 2 years is that it's not, and I don't want to make it sound like, you know, the baseball operations staff didn't know this already, but fans maybe have seen, you can't just throw nine guys who are talented together and think that it's always going to work, right? You got to have the pieces that fit together. And so I think maybe the last couple of years, last year especially, they had too much of the same type and not enough balance in terms of personality as a hitter. I'm not talking about personality, you know, in interpersonal communication. And so with Brandon Nimmo, one, the ability to draw a walk and the ability to see pitches and also the ability to avoid the strikeout. And he's not like elite in those departments, but at least in terms of pitches seen and the, you know, the difficulty to strike him out, he's top third in the league, right? That right there, I think, adds to this group. They had a lot of swing and miss. They had a lot of chase and a lot of aggression, and they needed to balance that out. The fact that he's a left-handed hitter who can also hit lefties, right? He slugs a little bit better against righties than he does lefties, but he can hit lefties. He's not a matchup liability. That's important because right now the Rangers have two guys, left-handed hitters, who if they're healthy, you're not going to start against lefties, and Evan Carter and Jock Peterson. So adding another lefty who can hit lefties is huge. It would be really tough to add another lefty and have Evan Carter, Jock Peterson, and a third lefty who is now a platoon guy. But, you know, that's not Brandon Nimmo. I think what the Rangers need, well, first of all, they got to rebuild a bullpen. Best pitching in franchise history last year, but a lot of their bullpen free agents and they non-tendered Jacob Webb, who was a part of that. So they got to rebuild a bullpen. They did a great job of that last offseason, finding some guys in the, you know, the bargain bin. They got to fortify their rotation because while, you know, they have DeGrom and Eovaldi and Jack Leiter and Jacob Latz, you've got Cody Bradford coming back mid-season. What are you going to get out of him? I don't know. What are you going to get out of Kumar Rocker? I don't know. How many innings can you expect out of Nathan Eovaldi? Well, you know, I think you got to just, to be fair, plan for 130 to 140 innings. And even if he's healthy, maybe it still makes sense to limit him to 130 to 140 innings to keep him fresh. I don't know. So you gotta fortify the rotation. And then I think you're going to see some more reshuffling of this lineup, right? They're going to be without Adolis Garcia. They non-tendered him. They non-tendered Jonah Heim. Now no more Marcus Semien. I don't know that that's the last guy under contract who's going to be traded. I think that you know, the underperformance of the lineup the last 2 years is going to really light a fire under Chris Young to be really aggressive in reshaping this lineup, building it around Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford and having the complementary pieces that fit. So I think you're going to see this team be aggressive still in the trade market. I don't think this is the end for them.
All right. Last thing. This is just a dream fantasy baseball question. Who's the guy that you say this would be a good fit? This would be a good fit for this team.
Oh, free agent?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you could do a trade, but that gets really complicated.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, this is dream. And I'll give you one that's like you're going to hear a lot of, and then I'll give you one that maybe isn't as popular of a name. But I just think because this team does need, you know, to figure out the leadership piece from a position player standpoint, I'd pay a lot of money for Kyle Schwarber. You know, everything I hear, he has that. He is a unique leader, kind of like Nathan Eovaldi is on the pitching side. So I think, you know, that would be a great one. I think, you know, I'm trying to think of someone who's not as popular. You know, they did a really good job last year in finding a guy, well, 2 years ago, and finding a guy like Tyler Mahle to help fortify the staff.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't stay super healthy, but I'm thinking about, you know, a starting pitcher who, you know, maybe could be that guy that it's not a huge.
I got one. I got one
lift.
For you.
Well, Adrian Hauser was the name I was going to throw out
one.
There. Who's your guy?
Well, it doesn't matter, righty, lefty. I mean, I don't know, but yeah. I mean,
they are very right-handed, so maybe a lefty Shota Yamanaga.
But I'm like what you're talking about, Zach Eflin. So
okay.
Yeah, I mean, but along those lines, Adrian Hauser, same thing. You know, there's a bunch of these guys, and you know, I love the Merrill Kelly like acquisition.
Yeah,
like I really did. I know that he sort of petered out at the end, but still, I just that's there is, as we saw, like the almost like the poor man's Nathan Eovaldi, I guess. You know, the guy who is going to be solid. He knows how to go about his business. And listen, the Blue Jays had these guys. Like the Blue Jays, this was an example. The Blue Jays had some of these guys, you know, whether it's Chris Bassett or, you know, Bieber or whatever. So, anyway, I won't hold it to you. I won't hold you.
Well, can I give you one more name?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really curious what he gets paid and who signs him. And I'm trying to process whether this is a fit or not for the Rangers. And I kind of think it is. Maybe, depending on where he plays. And that's Luis Arraez. Now, he doesn't walk a ton, but he doesn't strike out. And the Rangers don't have a lot of that bat to ball. You know, that was something they lacked. You know, I just don't know where you play him. And because they have Jock Peterson, he can't DH. I don't think you're trying to platoon him with Jake Berger at first. And I don't know that you want him to play second defensively.
Yeah.
But that he's an interesting one. I'd be curious if the Rangers made some other moves to clear a spot, he would be an interesting one for the Rangers.
I love, you know, I'm a big Arraez guy. I know a lot of people figure out like, oh, he doesn't do a million things well. Well, to have a guy who can do what he does as a compliment to the rest of the lineup, I don't care what his bat speed is. It's like he makes contact. All right. Listen, man, I appreciate it. As I said, I appreciate who you are, what you do, and all that you are. So thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Rob. Thanks so much for having me on. It's great catching up with you.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.